There's only one place you can get all your anime news, anime info, and have a fun anime conversation. This program is brought to you by Blacken Studios Anime Network. A little bit of anime is up next. Welcome to the afterlife. Your life was short and now you're dead. But I'm Anamestis. I'm a god who guides humans who die young to the afterlife. Now, you can either start over from scratch or go to heaven and carry on like an old man, but I have a deal for you. You can choose any anime world of your choosing and bring one item. How's that sound? Okay. Well, what item do you want to bring with you? A little bit of anime. Oh, that anime podcast from Oklahoma? All right, here you go. Good luck on your new life, and I hope you live life to the fullest. What's this? A new light is shining on Oklahoma's best anime podcast. After a hellacious week of training with Eraserhead, Elijah became a sweet tyrant and Monica became a heroine in a fantasy world. But will that be enough to combat the two shadowy figures that loom over the horizon? Prepare to find out as this week's exciting episode of A Little Bit of Anime begins. There we go. I love the music. Yeah, it's Fairy Tale. What did you do? This is what comes from a voice actress, folks. We're already experiencing technical difficulty.
Hello.
There we go. Now speak directly into the orifice.
Right into the orifice of the mic.
Yes.
Right here.
It's just like a hole that you talk into.
Yeah, technically, I guess.
Technically, kinda. I guess. But this is A Little Bit of Anime. Hey, Twitch. Man, you cannot fucking see me at all.
Well, I can see you. You can't see yourself.
Like, I can't see the mic, so.
Yeah, let's see. I think that works.
There we go.
Yay.
Sometimes you just got to extend it. So, what's up, folks? Well, we are here. I'm Elijah 5000. Sitting next to me, which is a different format than what we usually do, is the vivacious vixen of voice acting, Monica Robinson. And then next to her on her right is...
Some other guys.
Yeah.
That's our name.
The chlamydia caper. Caleb Haldane. Okay.
I thought I solved it, but okay.
I mean, somewhere else.
Somebody has to solve these cases, and he is the one that goes down under and gets the dirty business done.
You're like the Carmen Sandiego of chlamydia.
Chlamydia, yes.
And lucky you.
Yeah.
Then we have the man... that can't keep a Johnson away from his mouth. Nick Johnson here.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah, I mean.
All right, well, whatever.
Isn't that what they call hot dogs in Canada? Johnson's?
No.
I lied to you
a hot dog in
No,
Canada.
Nobody offered me anything. I just lied to a couple of people that went there.
Nice.
So, yeah, but.
Ask for the Johnsons.
As for the Johnsons. Don't put those in your mouth, kids.
Get the footlong.
There we go. What was that face for?
Well, I was just like, I've never heard the footlong in reference to the Johnson.
Oh, I'm sorry. So sorry. But with us today, we have special guest Red Six to Golden Corral in the house. They do things behind mics.
Go on.
And stuff.
Don't oversell it.
I'm not trying to. I'm trying to keep it as low key as possible.
They work magic behind the mic.
They work magic behind the mic. They work magic with their mouths. Panels, conventions, they're in every back alley where there are nerd pop culture enthusiasts so they can pleasure, right?
That's the tag. So you're just reading our tagline.
Yes, I'm trying to. But thank you guys for coming on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you guys have been on this show yet, have you?
No.
You've been up here at Blacken Studios many times before.
Well, we hang out up here sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Until you get the exterminators.
Yeah, exterminators. Like, get the hell out of here.
Right.
But they're here today to talk some anime, and we're going to watch some anime with you guys on Twitch. So thank you, Twitch, for joining us.
Yeah.
We're over 100 followers now. Continue to share with your friend, your family, if you think they'll enjoy anime or if there's something that if they're looking for anime podcasts, because IGN Anime Club is no longer doing their podcast. The Crunchy Cast is no longer doing any – they're not doing any podcasts. They're doing live streams and things like that on YouTube. But with their workload and helping with copyright and trying to get anime from Japan here in America, it is hectic for them to talk to you about all the stuff that you want, and that's where we come in.
Mm-hmm.
So tell your friends. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Podbeam, soon to be Spotify, go ahead, share, download the link. Make sure that you subscribe, rate, and review. And if you're on Podbeam, somebody was telling me, like, well, we can only follow on there. We can't rate and review. Just leave a comment. We love reading your comments on the air. We love reading your comments when you send them to us. We appreciate it. But before we get started into today's special episode, I thought I did a good job of selling who you guys are, but Caleb, Nick, tell us who you are and what you do.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we are a nerd culture podcast. We focus on comedy and nostalgia, I would say.
Yeah, yeah. We try to help distract our listeners from the evils of the world right now by talking about a variety of topics, movies,
video games,
comics,
comic books. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the great stuff, you know. All the great topics.
How to pick up chicks.
Oh, that is my number one lesson. I'll tell you this. Lesson number one to pick up chicks, stop crying.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've tried it a lot.
Just to get them over to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I've hurt my knee. They're like, are you all right? I'm like, would you go on a date?
I am all better now that you're here.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good line.
That's a good line. That's not what he says.
Would you go on a date?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to split this almond joy with me?
Almond joys are the way to a woman's heart. Yeah. That's I learned that.
Nietzsche. That's Nietzsche, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
God, geez, how do you know Nietzsche. That stuff? You guys are like nerds.
Now, here's the question. Can you spell Nietzsche?
Yes.
Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yep, we
can.
Sure can.
Yes. Well, we don't want to prove it here.
No. That'd be silly.
I mean, of course
yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
Your guest,
I'll type it out later.
Yeah. You're your guest on the show. You don't have to prove anything, but just for, you know, just for fun, kicks and giggles. Go ahead.
Well, the first thing, it starts with a W. Most people don't realize
that. They don't. They
right,
don't.
Right. That is silent W.
There's a lot of silent letters, so you just tell me when I get the non-silent ones.
Just keep going. Keep going. Like, two more letters and then you're done.
No one wants this right now. No one wants to realize how dumb I am right
it's
now.
K-N-E-E-S-H-E-I-A, right?
Oh, I... Yes. Sure. Oh, you should have said no. Oh, okay. We would have covered them.
Someone new.
Yeah.
Now, you guys stole Monica not once, but twice.
Yes.
To be on your show. Yeah. Phenomenal episodes.
I think actually technically the second time they were a little bit coerced.
Why?
I was like, oh. I really want to be back on the show. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, when someone's a great guest, it's really hard. It's a real arm twister to get them
back on the show.
I was like, so when am I coming back?
Never.
No. Well, she had one constipulation to it where she was like,
Elijah can never come with me.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
And we were on board.
Yeah. The good thing is I get to hear my name on the show. I'm like, ooh, yes, they talked about me like this one time. It's horrible what they said, but at least they mentioned me.
They mentioned it, yeah.
And then like when it gets real bad, I'm just like, it's fake news. It's fake. I do not support your reporting here on
these
Elijah Bailey.
We all know.
Mainstream podcasts.
This is the only one. It's tremendous. It's huge.
It's got all the best podcasts.
what a person to tie yourself to.
Yes, yes. I mean, when you got something going for you, you got to go. But what has been your experience with anime in the past, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
We'll start with you because I feel like on the show you kind of get left behind by Caleb's masculinity and
it's overwhelming. Testosterone. It's just I wish you wouldn't wear so tight of shorts.
Yeah. I mean.
It would be so apparent. Yeah, no. So my first experience with anime is kind of funny because growing up, there was a kid in the neighborhood that was into anime and he came over one day with Vampire Hunter D. And he was like, oh, you should watch this. And then what he proceeded to do was put it on the TV. And it immediately popped up to a shower scene in the movie. And then, but it wasn't like put it on and then it was like, oops. Like it was put on. I was like, it's pretty cool, huh? Like, so I had a weird time with anime for a while going like, I didn't understand it until years later when I saw like Robotech or Record of Lotus War.
And, it wasn't all just shower scenes.
I literally had... This was back when they called it Japanimation.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I had, yeah.
Back when you were watching Porky's side by side.
Yeah, I was like, two TVs going. It was really expensive, but.
Two TVs, two hands. Nothing will get in my way from fulfilling my anime contract.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my, what about yours, Caleb?
Nice.
So I started off watching Astro Boy. That was the first thing
Here
I remember
we go,
watching.
Astro Boy, yeah.
Small and gentle and wise. Yeah.
That was, and that's what you based your life off of. Like, yeah. I want to be the Astro Boy of real life.
Yeah, it didn't work so well. That's okay. But I can't shoot rockets out of my feet, which is, I'm working on it.
I know a guy.
All right, well, put me in touch.
I will.
But yeah, I went from that to not like seeing a lot, actually. It was Astro Boy, I was probably 5 when I was watching it.
Okay.
And like a Saturday morning?
Yeah, it was on our Saturday morning cartoon. So I watched that, and then I didn't really kind of get reintroduced to it until about 91. TBS started playing some of it like around midnight. And I was watching it. Like, I remember Vampire Hunter D was on it, but I'm assuming it was censored then.
Yeah. I mean, I think so.
And there was just a lot of kind of out there, but in this time, everything seemed to be movie-related. It wasn't like imports for shows really wasn't a big thing yet. And that didn't really happen until, I don't know, probably 98-ish. And I had taken a little bit of a hiatus. I don't remember why, but, you know, life got busy. And then I got back into it in the 2000s, and there was so much to catch up on. So much had happened.
Intimidating.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. So
I love that you took a hiatus from watching anime.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know,
sometimes
it's getting a little too hot.
Sometimes you get a little bothered.
The shower scene's just... after a little bit.
Yeah.
You only watch so many of them. Yeah.
It's like, this is just an hour-long shower scene?
Yes, it is.
It's bizarre.
It's like, you gotta watch everything. You gotta be clean. I think that was like their promo on like cleanliness, health, hygiene. Right.
Well, you had to take a shower before you went to the outdoor bath.
I had to take a shower before and after I watched anime, especially after Dirty Pair. Like, the name says it all.
Yeah.
The name says it all. And I have to thank you for Harukana Receive, the volleyball one. Beach Volleyball has never been played better by a bunch of anime women.
I'm
going to write all this down here.
Well, I'll
it's
actually.
Like when you're like at a psychiatrist.
About the psychiatrist is going to go home and watch shows.
Watch all these shows. And I think like anime now, and I talked about this with Richard on our show, that the way that it's received is not the same because it's abundantly everywhere. You can legally or illegally pirate it from anywhere and watch whatever shows anybody tells you about. So the freedom to actually have the ability to watch anime is a lot different. So now people are coming into kids shows. They're coming into more, I want to say kind of like PC stuff, but then it's anime. So that's like probably like 4 or 5 shows out of the 5,000 that there are out there. But that's pretty cool, though. Yeah. Astro Boy would not be one that, I mean, because I watched Astro Boy, too, but I...
Well, he was probably one that I did not think of as being an anime.
You what?
So Astro Boy is probably one that, like, I just, like, took... Card Captors also, like, at the first, when I first started watching it, I didn't think of it as, this is an anime I'm watching.
Yeah.
It was just one of my Saturday morning shows that I liked.
Yeah. And then, coming to find out that Transformers wasn't an anime, I'm like,
I know, that one falls on my mind. I was going to say, I went into Transformers, like, well, that's not an anime.
Right, X-Men.
You can tell it's not an anime because of the outlash that everybody experienced when Optimus died. Because, like, when you Speed Racer, all the stuff was on there, Racer X, everything else, nobody really cared. Like, Speed, the monkey's probably dead in the trunk anyway. It's okay. Let's go to the next show. I mean, that's how people kind of felt about it. Like, and was
I don't ever remember watching the ending of Speed Racer. Is that what
happened? The same.
In a massive murder. Yeah. You don't realize that. I hate to spoil Speed Racer.
Wow.
Speed Racer went right into Akira. That's the end game.
You know what?
Oh, I love
this. They're connected. Actually, I love this fan theory.
It's kind of like Quentin Tarantino's films and like... Has anybody, like, I'm fucking, I'm not
300,
as...
300, yes.
I'm not, no. I'm not as big as...
Tarantino?
No, I'm not as big of a fan as my wife is for Stephen King stuff, but has anybody watched Castle Rock?
I've heard it's great. I want to watch it.
It is really good, and, like, the... type of anime that intersect. Now, like, we're hearing stuff from Akira Toriyama and some other directors like, oh, well, this show doesn't have anything to do with Dragon Ball, or doesn't have anything to do with was it Dr. Slump, but they coincide in the same world. They're like, he's on one side of the world, they're on the other side. So we're finding out more stuff about anime. I don't know why I went on that tangent. I just had to. I really wanted to fit in Castle Rock. I like Castle Rock.
No, that's great. Akira Toriyama is a trigger for me and Caleb, though. We went to an anime convention in Texas once where in the middle of the night we were woken up to screaming from a hotel room down the way of someone screaming, Akira Toriyama!
Did he show up?
No, a kid was...
The paramedics did.
Oh, my God.
This young adult was doing a lot of maybe some drugs that were mind-altering.
Which ones were they?
I don't know what I gave them.
I jumbled it up in one bag.
Yeah, I was like, how old are you, 18? He's like, 13. I'm like, 18.
18 is good enough.
Yeah, this is fine.
Finish the circles on that side.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, they woke us up in the middle of the night to the screaming of Akira Toriyama, and they had to wheel him out. Anime conventions are amazing, by the way. I love them.
They are.
That's not indicative of anime conventions.
No, not all the time.
So just random screaming of Akira Toriyama's name.
Yeah, it wouldn't stop. Like, like, he was completely on the other end of the hall from us, and they, like, wheeled him out. It just got louder and louder and strapped down. He was completely strapped down to
I want to know if he was, like, seeing him or, like, getting messages.
I wanted to know a lot of things.
Probably mad because Broly was in canon at that time.
I was trying to stop the cart. I was like, hold on, I've got some questions for him.
Is this when Gohan became Saiyan Man? Like, I can understand.
Okay.
Right.
I can understand that that was... Like, there's something that's infuriating. Akira!
Why?
Why?
But with that, guys, we're going to go into our first bit of break, and then we're going to come back because we have a special little segment for you. We have two special segments because we love you. So, I mean...
Both of us?
I didn't say that, but...
We left it generically open.
We'll be right back.
As a woman, I often suffer from having nothing to wear, even when my closet is completely full. When this happens, I know it's time to go to Ripped Apparel, where I can get brand new, unique gear and rep all my favorite shows and characters without breaking the bank. Make sure to use our code BITOFANIME to get an extra 10% off on all your favorite merch. And brighten your day with a bit of anime.
Hey you, are you tired of having to hear about a hero rushing in to save the day, getting all the glory and the fame from all the fans? Well, if this sounds like you, then come on down and join the League of Villains and help us tear down that horrible world of peace and create a world of wonderful chaos. Remember, being a villain's not about one for all, it's about all for one.
I feel like that's the sound that you made when you were watching these anime, Nick. A little boing at the end. But
not these animes. Your commercials are amazing. I love them.
Thank you.
All your commercials.
Years on Broadway have taught me one thing. I'm not meant out to stand in front of a crowd. I'm meant to be behind, like, the mic and making commercials.
Yeah, Broadway extensions are very important.
On Broadway extension.
Broadway extension.
Under those bridges.
Like, but the fights you get into, amazing. Amazing. they're the best thing about being out with fake homeless people. Like, did you?
They were real homeless people. You shouldn't have been beating them up.
No. Yeah.
You kept grabbing them and saying, you're fake homeless.
Well, like,
go back home.
I don't know how many it was, but they were like, the cops were consistently out there and they were arresting like business owners pretending to be homeless out there over by Quell Springs Mall.
What?
And yeah.
That's wild.
Wow.
I don't know. Because they get money.
Would you have better things to do? Like, I'm not a business owner, but I get very busy.
Yeah, I can't just stand outside for like 4 or 5 hours.
Outside.
Well, I mean, if you own your own business, like, all right, I'll be gone for a week. I'm going to come back with some money so we can buy that cappuccino machine you guys want, but I'm going to be gone. And I'll just stand outside for a couple hours.
A better way to make money if you're a business owner, I think.
Monica, I'm
like selling your product? I don't know.
Maybe running your business.
I'm just fascinated with the line of, I'm not a business owner, but I get busy. I'm using that from now on.
It's so true. It is so true.
Yeah.
That's great. That is great.
So our next segment that we created for you guys is a little harem of anime,
so this
because
is a completely different segment. We're starting it just today, just for you guys.
Just for you. Yeah. Now we've comprised four short anime. They're between 2 to maybe 4 minutes. So we're going to watch like the open, the show, and the close, and then we're going to hear what everybody guesses the anime is about the rest of the episodes, and then we're going to actually read what the show to make sure that the actual description matches the show, because a lot of times when you're trying to find anime, you read the description like, man, that sounds really good, and then you go into the show and you're like, wow, I don't like that at all.
I make a lot of judgment based on the
artwork. I thought you said artwork last time. You made me look like a fool on camera.
No, on the artwork and the opening, like the whole thing.
No, that's backtracking.
Like the whole opening soundtrack or whatever.
This is great. I love this.
And also, for you guys that are watching on Twitch right now, you can find Red Six to Go and Corral on, is this your tag for everything? Or is this just for Twitter?
Twitter. Okay. You can also go to www.red6togoldencrowl.com. That's all spelled out. And all of our social media is there. If you look us up on Facebook, you'll find us as well.
Yep. And if you're a part of the Patreon page, patreon.com/BidoAnime, you knew that Nick and Caleb were coming on the show 2 weeks ago. The website, all the hyperlinks are there for you guys to just go right into and see what's on their page. I love the artwork. You guys took our art heads off and put your own heads on a little bit of the anime logo, which was phenomenal. But yeah, if you're watching now, go ahead and tweet during the show if you want to tell Nick or Caleb something, or just good job, guys. You guys finally made it on a great podcast.
Hey,
you can do that.
That sounds great.
That sounds
like
great.
Finally, that means that the Elijah Bailey show is not a good podcast.
Yeah. if you listen to the show, Monica kind of slides that in there, those little snipes and jabs about the show.
I like it. That's fun.
Let's see.
When
she can. The first show that we're going to watch is Oji-san and Marshmallow. It is a very interesting show, to say the least.
This was one that we had. Was it a watch swap or just a recommendation?
I think we kind of just talked about it. Because me and Jessica started watching it like a while ago.
Wow. So this is Oji-san and Marshmallow.
Okay.
Or Marshmallow.
Okay.
How you pronounce it. So what do you guys think about this show?
It's clearly about that red balloon in the beginning.
Right.
At first, I was sure it was going to be the start of an episode of To Catch a Predator.
Almost. But who's the predator?
The predator became the other.
Right? This is an anime written by me when I was 20.
Okay.
I'm a schlubby, chubby guy working in an office, but this girl wants to feed me.
Yes. It's like every man's fantasy.
Yeah.
Your favorite food.
Yeah.
Marshmallows.
Just because I resemble a marshmallow doesn't mean it's my favorite food.
But it is his favorite food.
But you just happen to be right.
So the whole premise is To Catch a Predator, is what you're saying.
I'm going with To Catch a Predator.
Caleb?
I'll say reverse To Catch a Predator, actually.
To Catch a Victim.
Yeah.
It
seems like it is this completely clueless guy and a girl who's trying to get with him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That is also 90% of most anime.
Like, it definitely is.
Yeah.
All right, so...
But you are correct.
Yeah, you want to read the description or me?
You go ahead and read the description.
Okay, so Oji-san and Marshmallow tells the story of Hige, an older man with an insatiable love of marshmallows, and Wakabayashi, a woman in his office who loves him. The show follows their budding relationship in their office. This is a 13-episode short, and it's around 2.5 minutes. So, good job. Good job on the guest.
It seems cute, actually, but
it's pretty funny.
A little weird. Like, she has set her mark.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
like, how old is she? Like, do they tell her?
They tell later. I think she's in her early 20s, and he's like later 30s, mid 30s.
Later 30s plus 30?
Yeah. I felt like his fighting moves resembled Nick's a little bit.
Actually, that part seemed like a lot of fun.
It did.
I would like to have the play around.
It was very
much. So it was just like anime age gap love. You'd love
it. Yes.
Right up my alley.
Right up my alley.
It's very cute.
It is very cute. I liked it. It was a nice one. Me and Jessica started watching it just because if you're like, people know if their wife does not watch anime, you have to start slow. Like something very short, something not too committed, I guess. Mm-hmm. So that's the one we started with. The next one on the list is we're going to jump to Bananya. So has anybody heard about this show?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay. Perfect.
No.
All right. So let's watch the very first episode of Bananya, and then we'll go from there. That's our clip.
Bananya.
Right.
Episode one. So
I'm not changing my vote.
It's for the 6-year-old women, right?
Yeah.
Again.
So, Nicholas, we started with you last time. What do you think this show is about?
Okay. I believe that it's an aftermath of the Fukushima power plant accident, and where poor kittens have somehow radioactively fused with bananas.
I love that.
That's 100% what I'm...
That is correct.
Yeah, okay.
No need to ask any further questions. No.
Yeah. They took that part out of the beginning, since Caleb was also correct that it is geared for...
Four.
For 4-year-old of both genders.
Thank you.
And 4-year-old men. So.
Read us the actual description of the show, Monica.
Bananya, it is a comedy. It's a mysterious feline fruit hybrid. It's named Bananya. They have several different kinds. They're carefree and gentle and adorable creatures, and they dream of one day becoming a luscious Bananya bathed in chocolate together with his fellow Bananya. This kitten, cloaked in yellow, passes its day without a care in the world, enjoying a rather calm and peaceful existence as it experiences what the world has to offer.
Now, there has to be a meeting where they had a pitch for this, right? There has to be a meeting where someone was like, guys, first off.
We know what we don't have yet.
Yeah.
Banana cat.
We're missing out on... Okay, this is going to sound crazy, but we're missing out on a massive demographic, and it's bananas.
That is true.
I actually had a strong sense of nostalgia watching Bananya, because it was like kind of reminded me of like Nick. Like, do you remember like The Face? Like a Nickelodeon?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And, like those kind of like little shorts they would have between, you know, it was like SpongeBob.
Right. Mm,
gotcha.
Oh, that's
just
funny.
Tell me that the last episode, they just all get eaten.
They turn into real cats and they start eating people in chocolate. No,
I'm okay with this ending.
Like, Bananya's 13 episodes and I have not watched all of them. They're nice little short ones.
They're a little short. I actually let my nieces watch them.
Oh, really?
And it has like really quick, so this is actually good for when you are trying to learn a new language. Like, the words and everything are geared towards they're smaller, easier, you can recognize them. Right. So it's like, it helps.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hearing recognition and stuff like that.
Like, I've learned Japanese. What have you got? Banana and cat.
That's all you need.
Bananya. So, the reason they do that, the reason it's bananya is because, you know, we say cats go meow. They say cats go meow.
Is that right?
Yeah. So there's a little bit of a reason why they use the banana is because it has that in there.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel a little smarter
culture,
now.
That's a little culture miss that most people don't grab.
Like, do we grab anything, really? Not too much. Because
I grab things.
But, I mean, we do.
Oh, please don't.
We do put toast
please
on cat heads. Anything.
That's your hand, right?
So I think it's like the Japanese version of the toast.
Ah.
Oh. Gotcha.
Toasted cat.
Toasted cat.
Toast cat.
I got
best toasted cereal.
It's my favorite. Like Powdered Toast Man.
Right.
I had so 9 bowls.
The next one was Sinew, which we got from one of our Patreon members. Sent us Sinew to watch, which is interesting to say the least. And now everything seems to be working. So we'll see if we can watch it up here on the TV. And you guys out there on Twitch can go ahead and watch it as well. All right, so this is what I wake up to in the morning.
Nice, nice.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's because the Goku part in there. Because I'm a Goku apologist.
You absolutely are.
100%. Yeah. Anytime someone mentions like Goku and fatherhood, you're like, no, hold on, he had a lot to deal with.
Hey, he did.
It's not like Chi-Chi took care of most everything.
It's not like
he just had to be there.
Okay.
It's all right.
Wait a second. We're going to stop this music. Because it's not like Piccolo didn't even... He kidnapped somebody's kid and threw him in the wilderness.
He was given somebody's kid.
No, he wasn't. Goku died, and Krillin was going to take him back to Chi-Chi tell her
no
that her husband died
there.
In combat.
Goku died, and...
And Piccolo said, I'm taking
dead.
This
and
kid.
And Piccolo was like, here's this kid. He could have just left him in the pot, I guess.
So, wait, you're saying your argument for Goku not being a deadbeat is there was somebody else that was also a deadbeat?
My argument
because
is...
Piccolo kidnapped him away.
My argument is, like, everybody says that Piccolo is Gohan's dad, but he kidnapped him when Bulma, Master Roshi, and Krillin were there to take him home to his mom.
I mean, I'm not saying, like, I think Piccolo had as much intention of being a good dad.
This is the downfall of Piccolo was Gohan, because we know Gohan can't power up. We know Gohan is not going to get to where he needs to be, and he ruined Piccolo, because Piccolo was cold up until that point.
Let me ask you this, though.
No.
When Goku came back, was he mad about it?
No.
Okay. There you go.
We're not saying anything.
Why don't you go train more with Piccolo?
Yeah, he's like, why don't you beat it?
I'm just saying.
Why don't you just beat Piccolo's kid?
Yeah, I named you.
I have another one that looks just like me.
I named you after your grandfather because I was hoping you'd get smashed as well.
Oh.
And he did.
He did.
True story.
He did. True story. Now that the time has moved on and we watched Sinew, Caleb starts off. What do you think this show is about?
Yeah, this is like a great play on a standard RPG, where, there's a bit of fourth wall breaking and, it's a comedy look at someone who's may or may not be the rightful heir in this world who, you know, needs it. You know, I think it looks really fun and I think I'd actually watch this show.
Nice. What about you, Nick?
I think it looks great. I'm totally into the show. I think it looks super cool, but I think it's possibly because it hits really close to home for me.
You being a descendant of a hero?
No, I just have a really troll of a good friend that I have to work with.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand that.
So I really get the plight of this main character.
Yeah, like never getting any help, yeah, always having to do the heavy lifting.
So you see yourself as the hero.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the hair and the beard, it's like, it's a given.
Did anybody else just see, like, Zach Fair, Cloud Strife?
Right? It was like Strife met Casey Jones.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. The official synopsis from Crunchyroll is, long ago there lived an evil being who reigned over the world through fear, called Satan. And,
that was what you mean.
I mean... That's pretty much an age-old tale I've been hearing since the day of birth. But he invaded the human world with his many demon underlings, spreading madness and chaos everywhere. 1,000 years ago, this menace was sealed by a hero, and now peace needs to be returned to the world. So it doesn't mention our hero or anything, but that is the official synopsis. Do they match up?
No.
No. It just tells you, like, what's going on.
It makes it sound so much more serious.
Yeah.
What about the Bananya description? That match up?
Like, yeah, I think that was...
Pretty accurate. Spot
yeah.
On.
Yeah.
You weren't going to be in danger of over-describing that one.
And then...
These banana cats.
Yeah.
And how did OG-san and Marshmallow's description match up with the first episode?
Boy,
it's a toughie.
Yeah, that. I mean, I think you would get the idea from that. From its, yeah. It's just such a bizarre.
That's what they meant.
I love this because it's such a fair thing that some of these descriptions are just completely don't represent the show itself, just the story.
Right.
And that's not a great way to describe them.
Right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, can't tell me in that banana when, like, the story is what's most prevalent.
I want a chocolate dipped all over me at the end of my life. Like, oh, man, that sounds delicious. Like,
sounds
who doesn't
great.
Love chocolate?
How about a chocolate-dipped banana?
Exactly. I go...
Be dipped in chocolate.
All the time.
Luckily, yeah, all the time. I am already.
Lucky.
I think you'll bite into the slimes and, like, having the thing with wanting to be... He's like slime chocolate fetish.
Slime chocolate fetish. I don't know. Yeah. All right. So our next one is, what was that?
It is
Pooch Idols. Pooch Idols.
Pooch Idols? Pooch yeah. I thought it was Pooch Idols. Mm. Petite Idol Master.
Yeah. And so let's give this a whirlwind and see what we come out with. Because I heard a lot about this. I haven't seen this.
I have not.
And
either.
Every single description is different. So
wow.
We'll be lucky to figure this out. So okay. What do you guys think?
Caleb, please start.
Oh, okay. Yeah, in the dark future where the alphabet has taken over and enslaved humanity.
Yes. Go on. I'm listening.
Unfortunately, the letter P is some sort of accountant. Everyone else seems to be doing important things, and he is some sort of accountant. And then there's some slave children who bother him periodically.
And they kidnapped more children.
Yeah, yes. Which is a little disturbing.
Isn't that what children do? Just kidnap yeah. more children?
Yeah.
Nick,
yeah.
What do you think?
First off, I found my new cosplay, the laziest cosplay ever, where I just put a capital P on your head. P on my head.
Yeah. Oh, I would never put a capital P on my head.
Yeah, just like the lowercase one?
Yeah. Well, okay, there we go. Yeah, yeah. That's more respectable.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was really bizarre. Again, this really fascinates me because it means you could just have an anime about anything. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
What does Crunchyroll officially say about this show, Monica?
Petite Idol Master is a comedy slice of life Japanese 4-panel manga series written and illustrated by Akane, which is based off Bandai Namco Games. I don't know how they did that.
Right.
The Idol Master franchise, I guess it's a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The series revolves around the daily lives of the idols of 765 production, as they are joined by miniaturized versions of themselves, known as Poochie Dolls. The manga begins to realize, okay, so I think there's background here that we're not getting, because we don't know what the 765 production is.
I don't either. But
so, maybe that would explain why there's a guy with a P as a head.
It makes perfect sense.
Maybe not. Yeah.
I think
you
we're missing
know.
Something.
I could absolutely guarantee that.
They have some... Bandai Namco. I mean,
right?
Can you guys have a little bit more money? I think you'd do a little better.
Okay, so without knowing the whole anime history of this show, would you guys continue watching no. this show? You don't want to see little heads holding other little heads?
I feel like the needed background story that I don't have right. is going to really carry or not carry this show for me. And so, yeah, I'll give it a pass.
What about you, Nick? You're shaking your head like, I'll try anything
oh,
once.
I feel like I'm going to save a lot of money on drugs.
Okay, there we go. There
just
we go.
Anime.
I can just watch this and
this
be
should
like,
be...
I don't need anything. I can get high on this.
This is the next vote. State vote 7.
789.
The Poochie Mas as yeah. the anime as all school
medical
televised.
Medical subscriptions to Crunchyroll. Yeah.
Recreational Poochie, what was
Poochie,
it?
Poochie Mas.
Poochie Dolls, yeah.
Oh,
Nick comes in with his own Poochie Dolls.
Yeah, this is my life now.
You can't play with that. Yeah. All right, so let's take our last bit of break and then we're going to come back. We got one more segment for you guys before we kick you out.
Oh,
sorry. I mean, everybody loves you and we can't have that on our show. I get it all taken from me and it distributes to Monica. Now we have two other people in the show and I'm feeling kind of down on myself. My teenage angst from all these 90s sitcoms and... It's killing me.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. We'll be right back. Have no fear, for I am here to give you this message. I remember when I was a sidekick, it was great to stand alongside a hero and help save the day. You didn't always have to be in the forefront to do some good. Learn from them, support them, so that one day you can be your own, a symbol of hope and peace. This commercial is in support of all sidekicks out there giving their all each and every day. We salute you. This program is brought to you by Blacken Studios Entertainment Division.
Don't be fooled by overpriced, high-quality podcasts ever again.
Hi, I'm Nick from the Red 6 Podcast. Are you looking for nerd culture entertainment but don't want to pay department store prices? Me neither. That's why at the Red 6 Podcast, we use child labor and pass the savings on to you. Come check us out at www.red6togoldencorral.com, the home for all your nerd movie, comic, video game, and hentai needs.
Yeah, I wasn't finished yet, Monica.
Sorry.
Jeez. That's what she said. It's the name of my sex tape. All right. So this next segment, we're going to go through quickly because since Crunchyroll didn't want to cooperate, right. Lost some time. But it is Whose Line Is It Anime?
Oh. So,
and this idea was brought to us by or inspired by Red 6 Golden Corral because you had Monica come on and lead you guys in voice acting. So yeah. What we do, we have some pieces of paper here printed out with movie quotes and anime quotes that we're going to read. And there's going to be some direction given here.
Okay.
So,
okay, great.
Go ahead, turn over your pieces of paper. Start on page 5. Line 2. No. So the first one right underneath, everybody has like a line to read, and this is just your warm up. So don't be embarrassed, Caleb, or anyone. You can read it however you want just to warm you up, and then we'll go from there. So line 1, right under Whose Line Is It Anyway? That's Monica's line. I have line 2. Yeah.
Oh.
And then let's see. Which one do I want? Nick, you're 3, and Caleb, you're 4. I feel like
wanted 3 or 4.
I know you did. Okay. You specifically asked for those, and I was like, you're not going to get them. All right, Monica, so give us your vocals. How are you going to warm up? Line 1 is from 1984, A Nightmare on Elm Street.
1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4, better lock the door. 5, 6, grab a crucifix. 7, 8, gonna stay up late. 9, 10, never sleep again.
Nice. Very good. All right, I'm gonna skip my turn and we're gonna go straight to Nick. All right. So, I warm up my voice like a normal thespian.
Thespian?
Yeah, thespian. It's like you like girls. So isn't that okay? That's fine.
Nailed it.
Just the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Mine is The Big Lebowski, 1998, which is a cult classic, one of my favorite movies. And I'm using a more sensitive mic than what I was going to use, so I'm going to change up how I'm going to read this one. All right. Whoa! Let me explain something to you. I'm not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me. You know, that or his dudeness or duder or El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Wow. Wow. Just FYI, there was a horror movie quote and a Big Lebowski quote,
and
we did not get those.
No, you did not.
You're getting the anime
quotes. We're getting the anime quotes
because you're on an anime show. So
this is an anime I have recommended to you both times.
Yes.
That's true.
Have you guys watched it yet?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Big time.
Well, when you directly stared me in the eyes, I knew it was a lie.
Big time. Big love for it.
Yeah, love
big
it.
Time. I love
all
when
the
Goku
time.
Shows
yeah,
up
the
in the
high
show.
The high school.
DXD.
D times D.
Double D.
Double D.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Nick. Your turn.
Wow. This is... okay, great. I'm Haidu Essel of the Occult Research Club, and Rias Grimori's virginity is mine.
Nice.
I love it.
I have
the
no
accent.
No, what accent? I don't know what,
that's
what
his
accent
real voice.
It was.
Whichever
it was
accent just, you decide to use.
Yeah.
A mix of 7.
It's 7. All right, Kale, this is another one from High School DxD.
All right. Well, I'm going to continue fighting until I blow away girls' clothes just by looking at them.
I feel like you say that
I like it.
In real life.
Yeah.
Like
yeah
I do. Like every night before bed.
I even got all their clothes off.
Like he trains until he's about to pass out. And he's like, I'm going to continue.
Yeah.
And this next one is from Mel Brooks, which is one of my favorite authors. Robin Hood Men in Tights. And this has got a part for all of us. So I'll be the sheriff of Rottingham.
Okay.
Right. Monica, just because we're kind of guiding you guys through this, you'll be Robin.
Okay.
I feel like Caleb's more of a Maid Marian.
I figured that, yep.
And then Nick is Prince John.
So you're my Maid Marian?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yes, okay. Let's start. And again, I know how the scene goes. Mike is super sensitive, guys. So just like people are gonna be like, "Why aren't you yelling?"
It's hard not to do this one.
I know. I know. This is my favorite scene. Killing illegal forest two pig wild kill in it is.
What?
I mean, don't you know it is illegal to kill a wild pig in the king's forest?
Is it not also illegal to sit on the king's throne and usurp his power in his absence?
Careful, Robin. You go too far.
Oh, this is
I will give it to Prince John for that
yes.
one.
Not only
John
is he a Johnson, but he's
a
John as well. I love it. Okay, so everybody should be warmed up now.
Yeah.
We're going to throw the ball to Red Six
okay. And
have you do this iconic quote from Blazing Saddles. Now, I feel like Caleb should be Hedley Lamar,
okay. And
Nick can be Taggart.
Yay!
Whenever you guys, did you need a countdown or the beeps? Because I can't remember if you did the beeps or countdown in the show.
We didn't do the beeps. I let them kind of go.
Yeah, okay. we just went for
go it. Whatever you feel like. You have a nice shirt on. Do it.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
The Red Six shirt.
Oh, oof.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do, sir?
I feel like my character would have a really long pause right now.
Okay.
There's that method acting. Way to go.
I want you to round up every vicious criminal, gunslinger in the West and take this down. I want rustlers, cutthroats, murderers, bounty hunters, desperados, mugs, pugs, thugs, nitwits, halfwits, dimwits, vipers, snipers, gunmen, Indian agents, Mexican bandits, muggers, buggers, bushwhackers, hornswogglers, horn thieves, bull dykes, train robbers, bank robbers, kickers, and Methodists.
Could you repeat that, sir?
Yay!
We did it.
Oh, man. I don't even know.
I don't even remember Blazing Saddles.
Oh, you get out of here.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good one. I liked it. Okay, so we'll do Cowboy Bebop because you've watched the entire series, Monica. That's what my job is to call her out.
Am I duty? Right.
We watched this a long time ago, and this iconic. How many episodes did you get in? Just the four?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. I've seen more. You be Judy. This is the Bounty Hunter show. That show.
Okay.
All right.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, out of the things I talk about Cowboy Bebop, that's what she remembers and, like, quotes a lot. So.
Yeah, all the time.
Making me look bad here. All right. So I'm Punch, and you're Judy.
All right. Who's Punch?
Punch is the Hispanic cowboy guy, okay. And Judy is the buxom blonde that has her gun, and she's like, oh, sorry, boys.
Oh, is she the one to get shot?
Sounds like you know how to do Judy.
No.
That's my goal.
I feel like it should be switched up now.
We'll switch it up. I'll be Judy, and you be Punch.
Fine.
All right.
Hey, amigos. Are you bad bounty hunters? How y'all doing?
Once again, it's time for Big Shot.
Here's today's hot news. They caught the lowdown outlaws and carried out those recent gate attacks.
Really? The bounty on those guys was 12 million wulong.
I said outlaws. They caught 20 of them.
Huh? What do you mean, Punch?
It looks like they were caught in the act, but none of them was the mastermind.
Oh. Well, you don't get to reward unless you find the mastermind, right?
Shugs howdy, that's right.
Then you guys... Then the guys you caught them... Don't get a penny. Sorry, you guys.
So I kept changing my accent every single time.
I know. It's hard for me to hit the high range. So
I can't imagine that being the case.
It's continuously went lower. All right, so since we did that, Nick and Caleb.
Oh, boy.
Another Cowboy Bebop between Spike and Jack. This is actually from episode one. And Monica, give them a little direction before they go into the scene.
Oh, no.
Because
I feel like that's what we need here.
Pee Wee Herman should make an appearance.
No, that was bad.
I love
that. No.
Nobody wants that.
They do.
So what I do want, actually, some Morgan Freeman.
Ooh, okay. Sexy.
I mean, I'm sure that's not a tall order to call up or anything.
Yeah, I'm sure it's perfectly fine.
You know what? We've been talking about him a lot. Let's do some Goku.
Oh, okay. So who's who?
I was going to let them choose.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
I'll do Morgan Freeman.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And in true anime style, what we're going to do is you're going to hear three beeps.
Okay.
And then you're going to go. You got it?
Okay. Who's
so? Yeah. Who's
yeah. It? We've got the voice.
Okay.
The voices. We don't
have
what roles.
Morgan, who do you want? Morgan Freeman is Jet or Spike?
I want Morgan Freeman to be Jet.
All right, okay. Morgan Freeman is Jet and Goku Spike. So
this
Caleb,
makes no sense.
To tall
there's
order.
A lot of lines for Morgan Freeman.
There is.
And we've chosen not to go that direction.
Okay. Great. All right, I like it.
All right.
Great. Boop. So, boop. Oh, wait.
What?
I'm Spike.
Yes.
And I have
Goku.
To be Goku.
Yes.
Great. On the, great. On thanks, the, by the way.
On
thanks.
The third beep, you'll go.
Boop. Boop. Boop.
Listen, Jet. I have no idea how Goku.
That's okay.
That's actually okay. That was okay. Yeah.
That was good. It's like the ocean.
Listen,
though.
Jet. You said bell peppers and beef. There's no way. There's no beef in here. So you wouldn't really call it bell peepers and.
Yep, keep going.
Bell peepers and beef, now would you?
Why, yes. Yes, I would.
Well, it's not.
It is when you're broke.
Oh.
Bell peepers.
Bell peepers. I loved
Jeepers.
It.
Bell
you know
peepers.
What? You know what? Let's. This one's the last one, and since you kind of messed up on that, let's give you guys another shot at this. Yeah. This one's from Sailor Moon. This is Prince Darien and Sailor Jupiter. This one's
what?
Got one less line. So
you give the direction.
Okay, so the direction. Oh, dude.
Oh, boy.
You already heard
really
what
good.
I want.
She's only got the one line.
Caleb, I want Pee Wee Herman.
Oh,
I want the Pee Wee to show his wee wee in this. And then that's what. We talked about this on the show. He got in trouble about for that. And Nick,
yeah.
I want Doris Day.
Doris Day.
Okay.
I'm going to need help with this.
Yeah,
what about Laverne?
Fred Drescher. Or we already
no, you already did that.
Yeah.
No, we proved that I can't do Fred Drescher.
We're not.
We proved I can't do like, Pee-wee.
Okay. It's great Pee-wee.
Okay, let's do it. Since his Pee-wee's not that good, your Fred Drescher's not that good. Fran and Pee-wee having a conversation with Sailor Jupiter and Prince Darien.
So now I'm Fran and he's Pee-wee?
No, yeah. You're Pee-wee. Or do you want to see if they can swap?
They can swap.
Okay.
Let him do Pee-wee, let him be Fran.
Nick, you're Pee-wee.
Go on.
And then Caleb, told your friend. I saw the video.
My wife's been talking again, hasn't she?
Yes. And Pee-wee will be Prince Darien, and Fran will be Sailor Jupiter. Make it easy. I know the lines. I'm sorry. And three beeps, and we're off.
Boop, boop, boop.
Very impressive. You didn't land a single punch.
I was just warming up, hotshot.
That's as good an excuse as any, huh? Now it's my turn. You better take some notes, because you're going to get beaten badly.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to save that clip and play it for Josh on the
okay.
next episode.
Okay.
Please don't.
I will send
He's
this to you today.
He's a huge Sailor Moon fan. He's going to really appreciate it.
Yes. Thank you guys for being good sports about the voice acting, the reading. Thank you for coming and watching these four anime that we've never watched before and really being taken aback. I think this is what you get when you have shorter anime. If they're like 23 minutes to 30 minutes, you get a very filling story.
Yeah.
Those idols I'm not going to watch. They are doing something to little kids that I want to see.
I think of all of them, I would probably go back for Senyu.
Senyu's good.
For some funny, just quick.
I already watched OG Son of Marshmallow, so I'm on the banana kick. I like banana cats.
Yeah, I'll play that when my
potassium.
Nieces come over.
It is.
Yeah.
Potassium with scratches.
Well, then you have to watch out for mosquitoes if you have too many.
Oh, is that a thing?
Oh, that's a thing. Mosquitoes love potassium.
Like, I just do it. No, I do it.
That makes sense. They lit me up yesterday. And I've been eating a lot of bananas.
They just call them bananas. Yeah. That's so
I mean, whatever gets you through it, right?
Right.
Tell the people out there in Twitch and on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, where they can find your podcast again. I know you hit it at the top of the show, and I know we have it here on the screen, but just let them know where they can find you and if you have any upcoming events.
Yeah, sure. You can go to www.red62goldencorral.com. That's all spelled out. Or you can also follow us on Twitter at red, the number 6, T-O-G-C. Events coming up, we've got actually, we're going to be doing an event soon in October with the Extra Life Children's Charity.
Nice.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. You can go to the Facebook event, Extra Life 2018 at Game HQ. So it's going to be 24 hours of board gaming, tabletop gaming. And that's October 12th through the 13th. We will be doing a live stream affiliated with that of playing a session of D&D with a great motley crew of characters.
Yeah.
That maybe if I can, you know, convince Pei. What's that?
Who's DMing?
Ashley
King.
King.
Ooh, Ashley King.
Okay,
she's great.
Yeah, she's funny.
She's been on our show, and she's fantastic as a DM. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see what perils she puts us through. And maybe that's a thing we can even talk to Elijah about maybe hosting our stream on that day. Maybe
that
we'll see.
Great.
Maybe, yeah, let's see.
Yeah.
If you need any extra players.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It gives it's a great charity that helps out kids and families in need. So it's awesome.
Nice. Can't make fun of that.
So, I know. I'm like, yeah. What now?
Well, you know those kids. Kids nowadays. Are,
you send them copies of Banana.
Yeah. 6-year-old men and women out there.
Punch you. Monica, tell the people where they can find us.
You can find us on Facebook at A Little Bit of Anime on our Facebook page. You can find us at Twitter and Instagram and YouTube at BitOAnime. You can always email us at lil.bit.o.anime@gmail.com. You can hear our show on Apple Podcasts, iTunes.
Yeah, I mean, some
Podbean, Stitcher, and from our website, blackandstudios.com.
And also on YouTube.
At
BitOAnime. Thank you guys for joining us today. We have Mr. Nick Johnson, Caleb Haldane, the vivacious vixen. Yes. A voice acting, voice recording, voice manipulation, Monica Robinson, as she checks her phone.
I'm checking Twitch. And finally had someone say hi to me.
Hi.
Tiger Mojo.
Tiger Mojo. Just joined.
Tiger
Mojo just joined. He is cool, and he always, like, the name reminds me of Mojo Jojo from Powerpuff Girls.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
Thank you for following. We are at 103 followers. Again, if you like the show, if like any of these shows, go ahead and hit that heart button. Show us just a little bit of love. Thank you for letting us brighten your day. Thank you so much for downloading the show. Monica and I appreciate it so much. You could have downloaded it from blackandstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, wherever it is, but continue to show your love and support for downloading the show, and then also share it with your friends. Watch us live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Elijah_5000, and follow there on Sundays.